Shalom Aleichem, Sabina's friends, this year should be a special schus. Before us, Yechevet Fega, Bas Michal Dispasia, Hani Gittel Bas Naomi Aviza, Sasha Chalei Israel. We'll be learning about the union of Nikif and Makif. The Isser of Baal Takif. We know there's an Isser of rounding out the sides of one's head. And there's a simon about this in the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, unfortunately. In our Shiurim, we don't learn enough Mishnah Rabbi Aaron. And I'd like to correct that. Learn it more, I hope, from Zerche. We neder. Since in the Chof Gimel, the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron in Kiddushin, he has a series of he'oris on this sugya, and that is what I'm basing myself on. Rambam, in the 12th parak of Brachos Akum, Malach Beis, writes, Isha, she'gilcha pe'as roish ha'ish eshin izgalcha p'tura, a woman who shaves off sides of a man's head, or if she was shaved, she's p'tura. He says, lo s'kifu pa'as roish ha'ish 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 ha'ish. A woman is not liable for siding this, rounding the sides of the head, because there's an equation between hakofes haroish and hashrotzes peas hazakon. And if there is a baal tashchis, then there's a baal takif. But women aren't the baal tashchis, because except for one woman in the circus, women don't have beards. And since women don't have beards, they're also not liable for baal takif, for rounding out the heads for themselves and also for men, even to do it to men. But avodim, since they have a beard, memela, they're also asur b'hakofen. They are not allowed to round the sides of that, because they are b'baal tashchis, so memela, they're also b'baal takif. That's the Rambam, 12:2 Hilchos Akum. Mokol Hadin is in Kiddushin 29a. Kol mitzvos leisa say bein shazman groma, bein shaloya zman groma, echod ha'anoshim ve'echod ha'anoshim chayovim, chutz mi baal takif u'baal tashchis. That all mitzvahs, whether leisa say, whether it's time-bound or not time-bound, doesn't matter. Both men and women are chayiv in Lysa says, except for baal takif and baal tashchis. When it comes to baal takif and baal tashchis, it's an exception to the rule. Their women are not liable. That's the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin. That's the Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin, and then the Gemara says, "Baal Takif u'Baal Tashchis Minolan, Dechsiv Leisakif u'Pas Roishchem, Leitzashchis Pas Zikonecha, Kol Sheyeshnei BeHashchasa, Yeshnei BeHakofa, VeHani Nishei Hoyel VeLo Isnehu BeHashchasa, Lesnu BeHakofa." So the Gemara makes the aforementioned hekesh between Hashchasa and Hakofa, and since women are not BeHashchasa, they are also not behakofa. They're not forbidden from destroying their beards. They're also not forbidden from rounding out the sides of their head. And how do we know rounding out the sides of anyone's head? Well, it doesn't really say in the Gemara anyone. It says, less than who behakofa. There's no problem them doing hakofa. How do we know that they're not liable for hashchasa? So the Gemara says it could be a svara or a pasuk. If it's a svara, it's because they don't have a beard. And if you say it's a pasuk, so it says in the pasuk, lo sakifu pa'as roishrem v'lo sashchis es pa'as zikonecha. V'deshani k'ra b'dibure dim k'ay nichto b'chman ha'pas zikancha ma'y zikoncha zikancha v'lo zikan ishtecha. The pasuk is that it says not Skanchem, like it says Roishchem, but rather zikoncha v'loy zikan ishtecha. So since by hashchasa it's talking only about the man's beard, so you see that women are not by hashchasa. And Mamela, they're also not by kofa. And that's what the Rambam was referring to when he says that women are potter because they're not bashchasa, because they don't have a beard. It's a svore. Lefi zeh be'avodim, even though they're chayiv in mitzvahs ki isha, since this ptur isn't shaykh to them, that they're not bashchasa because they do have a beard, they're not allowed to destroy their beards. They're also chayiv be'akofa. V'chein kosav ne'muke Yosef be'makis, shem ha'ramo. That even though avodim l'inyan mitzvahs have a din like noshim, but the exception to the rule is a zakon. Since they have beards, they're asur b'hakofe. Now in nazir and daf nun zayin on the base, that's in a muke Yosef in Makis, daf da'ur on aleph, midape harif. Nazir nun zayin on the base is a machlekes between Rav Huna and Rav Ada bar Ahava. Beisha hamakefes roish ha'ish, a woman who rounds out the sides of a man's head. Rav Huna holds she is pater because of kol sheyeshnei ba'ashchas yeshnei ba'kofa. These women, since lesnu ba'ashchasa, lesnu nami ba'kofa. Vada barahava holds no, iskish makif lenikif. It's all tolerating the nikif. So the gabe ktanim, you're potter, because nikif isn't chayiv. But when it comes to a man, he's a nikif, his head is being rounded. So since he's chayiv, so then the makif is also going to be chayiv. So isha hamakef is a so ish chayeves. A woman is not allowed to do hakafa to a man. We discussed this gemara at length in a recent shir b'chlal. We've had numerous shirim on this sugya. Now, according to Rav Huna, that we paskin like him, as the Rambam says, that women are less nu ba'kafa, they're less nu ba'shchasa, and they're less nu ba'kafa, harei nimtza, she'aptur b'noshim enoi b'hakofa v'ashchosa d'noshim. So it emerges that the ptur of noshim is not the hakofa and hashchosa of noshim, because Berosh ha'ish, you could do hakafa. And women are potter. Why are women potter from doing hakafa berosh ha'ish? And the answer is because women were mismaid, were excluded from this lav me'ikaroi. Women were excluded from the lav of hakafa. And according to this, who are then avodim? Avodim are equated to women. So they should also be putter from this lav. So why did the Rambam paskin that avodim are chayiv in the lav of hakofa? When it comes to hashchosa, avodim don't have a beard, I have a beard, and women don't have a beard. So Mimela can tattoo women. What about Hakafa? Hakafa isn't tolerating their beards because it's talking about men. That women, as we see from Rav Huna, Hani Nishiho, Velesnu Bashchas, Lesnu Bakafa. Women aren't obligated in the Hakafa. women aren't, don't have an issur of being makif a man's head. So why don't avodim, also since avodim are equated to women, why don't avodim also have an issur? Why women don't have it? Why avodim also don't have it? We should also say they don't have an issur to be makif a man's head, because they're equated to women. So the answer is that the p'tur noshim ba'ashchasa va'akafa is talia beha, the lesson of bisur nikaf. By here there's no nikaf, and in mele there's no makif, because they're both included in lo sakifu. And the lav of nikaf, it's not that nismayit rosh ha'isha, like by ashchasa, because even if she would have hairs on her face, it's not considered a beard to be aser b'hashchasa. So adinami nismayit roisha b'mitzius isur hakofa. We also exclude the head of a woman from the mitzius of the isur hakofa. Just like there's no isur hashchasa in a woman, no isur hakofa. They have no din nikif. So since women have no din nikif, they have no din makif. They have no din of their own, the sides of their own head being rounded. They don't have an issur of doing it to someone else. So it emerges that the mitzius of the p'tur is that she was mismaetis from nikif. That's not shaykh to her. In other words, you can't do ashchasa to a woman's beard. It's not shaykh to do ashchasa in a woman's beard. So memela, we say it's also not shaykh to do hakafa on a woman's head. We do a hekesh of ashchas and hakafa. So she is mimu'etes from being a nikif. And memela, she's also mimu'etes, excluded from being a makif. Oivazoi, avodim, wa shaykh to ashchasa. So hu adin dechashiva hakafa bepeos haroish. They also have a kafa. Women don't have a shchasa, so they don't have a kafa. Avodim do have a shchasa, so they do have a kafa. They go together. A shchasa and a kafa are friends. So avodim have a beard. They're aser b'hashchasa sazakan. Namela, they're also aser b'hakafa. Now it'll be a nikaf, then it'll be a makif. So what we were trying to say is that women are mimu'etis legamre midin nikif. They can't be a nikif, and mimela, they're not, it's not also for them to be a makif a man. But that l'ch'oira is totally b'plug das harishoinim. Das harosh b'soif makis v'anemuka yosef sham she'ish rashoi l'hakif isha. That a man is allowed to round the sides of a woman's head. And even though Rafuna asered a man from doing it to a katan, because a katan is asir lidei chiyuv. Rafuna permitted a woman to round the head of a man, but not a man but what about a man rounding the head of a woman? A woman doing hakafa, she's p'tura. What about a man doing hakafa to a woman? The answer is that a man is allowed to do a kafa to a woman. And even though Rafuna asked a man to do a kafa to a katan, it was only Rav Adi Bar Hava who permitted a katan, because he's less nu b'nikaf, he's also less nu. So there's less nu b'makif. But a man is not allowed to round the head of a katan, the head of a katan. That's because a katan's asi lidei chiyuv. Hashenkein isha va'akum b'lo asi lidei chiyuv lo'ila. Chenir adas ha'rambam. That a man is allowed to round the sides of a woman's head, around the line of the rakaf for a woman. According to this, it emerges that gam ba'akofen is smata me'er isil kamo ba'ashchosa. The ein ze klal ashchosa zaka. V'wadim ba'akofa, the lesser klal mitzias ha'chepza da'akofa. So even ba'akofa, she was mismaetis from the iser like ashchasa. By ashchasa, by if you're, she's mashless her beard, is that considered ashchasa as a zaka? No. So adin ba'akofa, she has no mitzias of akofa. There's no din of nikef by a woman. A woman can't be a nikefis. And that she's allowed to be makif the man, is because if she's not bedin nikef, she's not bedin makif. But the yisoid of the p'tur of nikif is b'metzius ha'maisa. V'lo rak p'tur b'isha de'enu mechuyevis b'din zeh. The foundation of the absolving of a woman from the din nikif is b'metzius ha'maisa. She can't be a nikif, just like by hashchasa. There's no such thing as hashchasa by a woman. Not even a baras hashchasa, even if she would happen to have beard hairs. That wouldn't count. That's not called hashchasa. So too by nikaf, it's not called being a nikaf. There's no mitzius of nikaf by a woman. So it's not just a p'tur of a woman who is in chayv. There's no mitzius like that. So according to that, what we said is gevaldik, that by eved, there's no such p'tur. Because an eved is a man. And by him, it's shayach hashchosis hazokon. So memela, by him, it's also shayach hakofel. Just like Hashchosis HaZokon is Shaykh, Hakof is also Shaykh. And therefore he's not allowed to have his, he's also by Hakof at this Eved. However, Tosfos, in the Sugya Nazir, Dibur Maschil, Ramada Barahava, Nistapku Bazeh, is a man allowed to do hakafa to an isha? Is a man allowed around the woman's head? Because we paskin like a rafuna. Rafuna doesn't hold as a hekish of nikif to makif. So rafuna holds that even if the nikif is not a bar chiyuva, the makif is still going to be chayiv. So hu adin beish. A makif is a isha, he's going to be mischayiv. So there is a mitzius of a woman being a nikefis. Because he doesn't hold that if the nikef is pater, the makif is also pater. No. A woman is not ba'ashchasa. The male is also not is aser ba'akofa. So she's allowed to be makif a man. But a man is not allowed to be makif a woman. Wadin bi'ish ha-makif is ha-isha. When a man does hakafa to a woman, since a man is chayiv in hakafa, a woman isn't chayiv in hakafa. She's off the hook for hakafa because she's not ba'ashchasa. But a man who's in the world of Hakafa, so Mamele is also going to be by, so Mamele is going to be asked for him to be Makif for woman. Vein betoisvis shvuis, dav gimel amiral of dibur maschil va'al, te muchach mi devreyem, de pshita luhu de asu. That it's much from Toisvis that it's also for a man to be Makif for woman. Kachosav agro, bebiur liyordeus, and kufbe alif oizayin, ledaktik mitivreim. ולפי שיטה זו נמצא, שתפטורה די אישה אינו משום דברוישה אישה לא שייך עניין איסר הקופה. According to this sheet, it emerges that the ptur of a woman is not because in the head of a woman, it's not shayach to have an isra hakafa. The ha'ish mischayev mekifa. A man is mischayev, he does a kafa to the woman. So it must be, that there is a mitzius of hakafa by an isha. And therefore, if a man is makif an isha, he's going to be mischayev. So the ptur is because a woman is not muzheres, loy belav de nikif, velo belav de makif. So it's not a ptur in the metzius that a woman can't have it done, and therefore an eved's going to be different, but rather it's a ptur in the din, beikar din, that a woman is pater bedin. She could have hakafa, she's in the parsha. Because if a man does it to her, it's aser, but it's she's pater from being a nikif and a makif. Midina, not me mitzias, that there's no such thing by her. Whereas by an eved there is such a thing. So therefore an eved is different. But here it's a p'tur bedin. And if it's a p'tur bedin, be'ikir alav, therefore avodim should also be pater. Because avadim hukash leisha, it's not a p'tur in the mitzius. It's a p'tur in the din of hakafa. Talk about hashchasa. You want to say it's a p'tur in mitzius b'seder, but hakafa is not a p'tur in the mitzius. Hakafa is p'tur in the din. So just like women are p'tur b'din hakafa, so avadim should also be p'tur in b'din hakafa. You can't say that the reason we're patterning from Hakafa is because she's not shaykh in the din of Hashchasas and Zakan. It's not the limud. The limud is from the fact that the Torah patterned b'din nikif u'makif for what din b'avodim. The limud is that the Torah patters her from nikif and makif. And if the Torah patters her from nikif and makif, then the Torah should also patter avodim from nikif and makif. In other words, the way to get to a woman's tour in hakafa is via hashchasas zakah. But once you get there, now she is a ptur meikar hadin in makif and nikif. And memela, the same should apply to avodim. V'tzorich iyun. So that requires more research, this discussion of ours. So we said that it's Talin Amachlokes Rishonim. So the Rambam is Aser be Avodim or Aser b'Hakafa, but it's not so Pashit. It would be maybe Talin Amachlokes Rishonim. Maybe Avodim would be Mutar b'Hakafa, Mutarim b'Hakafa. So the Mishnah Lamelech asks, and the Rambam writes a Svara. What's the Svara of the Rambam? To pater Noshim, because less the Zakon, because they don't have a beard. And therefore, Avadim Rachayev, Frekta Mishnah Lamelech, Ve'arei B'gemara B'kiddushin, Sham Porich Alzeh, Mibraisa, Dezakon Ha'isha, Ve'asoris, Harein Kezakon L'chol Devrayen. Hi, the Brisa says that the beard of a woman is a beard, and also that of a saris. Kaloshan Hagimore Vatanya Zakan Isha Vas Soris Shehelusayo Hareim Kizakon Lachodivrayem. So you see that it is considered a Zakon. My lav, Chien Kavanata Braita Lashchosa, that women are also included in the lav of Ashchosa's Zakon. Omarabaye Lashchosa Loimotzis Amris. The Yolif Pa'as Pa'as Nibnei Aharon. Because we learn Pa'as Pa'as from the sons of Aaron. But it says Legabe Yisrael Pa'as Zikonecho, and it says Legabe Koyhanim Pa'as Zikonim Lo Yigalechu. Ma Lahalon Legabe Koyhanim Noshim Arpturois. Because it says Bnei Aharon Lamait Benois Aharon. Afkan Noshim Pturois. So here also, women are patur. So that's why women are patur from hashchasas hazakon, because we have we learn pa'as pa'as, and just like by Bnei Aaron, it's only men. So to here, it's only men by Yisrael. V'imkein hareho isha nismato mikro. We have a pasuk pattering a woman. V'adin lavodim dehukash liisha. So it's a kasha from Rambam. You, the Rambam, hold that avodim are chayv in hashchos in hashchos is a zakon. You hold that avodim are chayv in hashchos is a zakon because they have beards. V'vikra avodim hold veishlam zakon asulim ba'kofo. Rega, rega, rega. One moment, please. Women are mismaotis from a pasuk. We exclude women from a pasuk. And avadim or hukash liisha. It's not because of the metzias of having a beard or not having a beard. It's we have a pasuk pattering women because of this pass. And the male avadim should also be pater. So how can the Rambam say that avadim are chayiv and ashchotis and zokon? That's the kash of the Mishnah Lamelech. So, Moreinu, Rabbeinu Rabaran answers that the Bedas HaRambam Yesh Loimar, Sharei Svoras HaGemora Deles Luzokon, Uaf Boifin Dehoya Luzokon. Umikomoko Menze Choshev Zokon. Chen Amiyot Izakancha Beloi Zakan Ishtecha. Haini Demayri Davka Bezokon Ahoyve Beteva. So we can say Pshat and Rambam as follows, that the svar of the Gemara that a woman doesn't have a zakon is even if she does have a zakon. But it's not considered a beard. Her beard isn't considered a beard. Also it says, your beard, zakan chavol is kan ishtucha. So your wife, the guy's wife has a beard. Lo aleinu, should be zakon not to have such wives. But the guy's wife never has a beard. So in the Mela, that's the Torah, we're mimayit. Even when a woman has a beard, it's nishkin bor, it's not considered a beard. And we say, what do you mean it's not considered a beard? Ah, Zakan Isha Lassar is considered a beard. It's because Zakan Lachod of Reim. And this the Gemara answers that we learn from Gzeir Shav of Pa'as Pa'as, Mibnei Aharon. So we can explain the Geder of the Alfusa, this limud, Shtenismayit HaZakon, De'enoi Ba'ashchosa, De'legabei Zeh, Loi Choshiv Zakon, V'shuv Hadrinan Lahadin, De'avodim Chayobim. So what's Pshat in the Alfusa? The Alfusa is that a woman's beard doesn't have a mitzias of a beard. It's not a miut bedin that a woman aren't bedin hashchosa. Women don't have a mitzius of hashchosa. And the male avodim that do have a mitzias of hashchosa are chayovim. So that would say should be Pshat and Rambam. The Rambam is just going to learn the Teretz of the Gemara differently. It's not Pshat, it's a mute in the din of Isha. It's a mute in the Metzius. She doesn't have a beard, but Avadim will have a beard, it's a beard. וזה מחוב רואה את מה שיקשע עליך משנה שם. ועל אחד נשן לסמאית מזקנך ולא זקן אשתך ולא מסבורה. So now we can also answer another kasha of the Lechem Mishnah over there. That according to one Lashon, there's a miut of Zekancha, v'loi Zekan Ishtecha. So if there's a miut mikra and not misvara, so how can you say that Avodim aren't shayich to this miut? It's a miut mikra v'loi misvara. If it's misvara, women don't have a beard, Avodim have a beard. But if it's mikra, then there's a mute bedin, there's an exclusion bedin, so just like we exclude avodim, we exclude women. But based on what we said, it's very good. The gam letzad zeino p'tur b'isha. It's not pshat that it's a p'tur in the din of an isha. It's pshat that she doesn't have a beard. She doesn't have a beard. And then that the Gemara asks, aye, she does have a beard. It's considered a zakon, and remeli you can't be mited. And after the from the limud of the gzeir hashav of paas hodar hadin, so it comes back that zakana isha is mismayit because her beard isn't considered a beard. There's no mitzius of a beard. Omemela avodim chayovim, and according to that avodim would be chayiv. However, this is all only good according to the Rishonim, who hold that a woman is mismaetes midin nikaf legamre. She's bechal not in the parish of nikaf. And a man is allowed to be makif roish ha'isha. So you start up towards roish ha'isha. There's no such mitzius as nikaf. There's no such mitzius as a zakon. It's not a ptur bedin. There's no such thing as nikaf by a woman. And therefore, a man can do a kafa on a woman. It's not called a kafa. But according to Tosfos, who hold that according to Rav Huna, the makshin and loy sakifu lebal tashchus from the smat yishagam me'akafa, that woman's mismat is me'akafa from ashchasa. After bezed loy nismat roisha, but her head isn't excluded, meaning there is a mitzius. Why? Because ha'ish mischayev avura. A man can't round her head, he can't do a kafa to her. So obviously there is a mitzius of a kafa by a woman. Ubechreuch that the miut is b'ptur ha'isha. She'ena mutheres b'lav zeh. So we're pattering a woman. It's not that there's no mitzius of hakafa in a woman. There is a mitzias of hakafa. But we're pattering her in the din of hakafa. She is not, she's allowed to be a makif and a nikif. So she's not, this woman is not musheres in this lav. So minolan lefarish hamiyut bezekano isha. So how then can we say that there's no mitzius of a woman having a beard? Maybe it is a beard. And she's just memuet is medina. Just like by Baal Takifu, there's a mitzias of a kof and she's mismaetes. So too. Ashchasa. But when Baal Takifu, we have to say she's mismaetes me'isr, even though the mitzias is she's shayach bein benikif bein b'makif. So the mitzias there is. There's no din of a kafa. And therefore a man is chayiv if he does it to her because there's a mitzias of a kafa. And beside the fact that the tzitzis of a kafa woman is still pater. So hu adin ismata mei ashchasa. So there's also a p'tur in the din of ashchasa. Now it's so according to what we're saying now, it's a p'tur b'din, not b'mitzias. She's not chayevis if she does ashchasa, just like a kafa. Because they're both. Because there is a mitzias of ashchasa by a woman, so there's also a mitzias of, there is a mitzias of a kafa by a woman. There's also a mitzias of ashchasa. And there's a mitzias of ashchasa by a woman, so why is she pater? It's a p'tur b'din. Ah, it's a p'tur b'din, so then avadim should be pater. If it's a p'tur in the mitzias, then avadim are chayev. But if it's a p'tur in the din, avadim should be pater. And Rambam holds avadim are chayev in a kafa. But avadim should be pater brother all the way around. Because if it's a p'tur in the mitzius of if women have a mitzius of a beard in the head and a rounded head, there is a mitzius of doing hakaf and hashchasa. But they're pater anyway, al din. So whatever din and women have, avadim have. The Vadim should therefore also be Pater. So Rabbeinu Aaron leaves us with a Bitzarachim, and the Baruch Hashem, we were zochah to learn this He'ora. Just a He'ora. Rabbi Aaron usually has very long shiur in the Mishnah, Rabbi Aaron. But this is just a He'ora. A 37-minute, 17-second He'ora. Anyway. Od harbe maladaber benoseh, beizah Hashem. I hope to continue because there's a whole series of it here on this sugi. It's a very fascinating sugi. All right, thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.